WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I've met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Valor Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now...
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can look, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow!
What the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and have a Prime Gaming sub available, we can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever faithful producer slash co-host slash honeyman, Sir Rockin.
It's a Thursday night, and you know what that means. We're here to talk all the news for the last month. You can tweet us at WildTalkRadio, at RecRadioShow, at least once. Come to WildTalkRadio.com, RecRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTLive to allow to interact with us live, and also chat. It's that time of year. The Royal Rumble entry contest has started. All you have to say is, I'm in, and then you're in, and we'll do the drawing 1 week from this Sunday on WTR Sunday night. Yeah, you're in. Got it, man. Got it. So we'll take care of that then. But yeah, so the drawing, we're filling up spots, all the things. You know the deal. We have an announcement later about next week's show coming up. A little bit.
That's right, but we have to do our news. We've gotten through the holidays. We've been merry. We've been bright. We've been jolly. We've popped. We've done all the things.
We gave out
and
awards.
Now we gave out awards. You know, and now we have to do the news for the last month, guys. And thankfully, it was quiet. Wasn't too bad. Until today. So we're going to two-part this. We're going to give you all the news, and then we're going to talk about the big story that broke today, because it's a big, big, big thing in the world of professional wrestling. So we are going to start with WWE. And yeah, let's do this. It was announced that the Royal Rumble is headed to Saudi Arabia in 2026. I don't think any of us were necessarily surprised by this.
I don't like it.
London's next. London's get mania, I'm telling you.
I mean, that's better than And it's not because it's insulting. It's not because of that.
It's right?
I mean, it is, but it's not. It's like, I don't have... That's, everyone can make... have all the issues they want with Saudi and everything like that, but it's like... A Royal Rumble at 2 o'clock? Yeah, 10 a.m. breakfast for Rumble? Yeah. Like, no. It's not fun. Like, it ruins the fun of it. That's what I'm most annoyed by. It's like, okay, it's in Saudi. We're used to it. And apparently that there's only one Saudi event on the books for this year, which means that's great. That's lovely. Because they got that. I think the compromise was they got this. Like, this big event at the beginning of next year, which is in January. So we've moved back into that month. Not February 1st like this year. Since it's going to be at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Oh, that's just such a... no pre-gaming for it. Like, the hype is to watch a Rumble at night. Not like, hey, we're going to watch it at 2 p.m. on a Saturday. Even this year, it's starting at 6. That's so early. Why is it at 6?
Because I think they want to be done by like 10 or 11 so they can get everybody out of there.
They want to be done by 10. And I get it, but 6 is so early, which means the pregame is at 4. Ugh. Which means we'll be live right after the 4th Rumble. two weeks from a Saturday. Whenever it ends, probably at 10 Eastern. To review it.
Doesn't fuck with CB Radio.
We're doing a post show. We're doing a rack extra. Which means there's no CB Radio.
But we could get it done before CB Radio. We could, like, that would give us, if it ends at 10, an hour and a half. We could get that shit done.
Yeah, I'm only doing one show that night, so here we are. Anyway, yeah, I just don't like the time difference. And yeah, I know we're going to get London. I know we're going to get London WrestleMania, and I'll deal with that. But, like, I don't know. It seems early.
Matt, if I hosted CB Radio, that would be the cleanest CB Radio in the history of that goddamn show. It would be boring.
I mean, she's been on it before. We're pretty clean-ish now. Anyway, move on to something else, because this that one annoyed me.
Get his rant out of the way early. WWE and trading card company Topps have reunited with a new deal that officially starts on January 31st. This will mark the first collaboration between two companies since the end of 2021, when Panini took over the license for the WWE trading cards. So congratulations to them. That's exciting.
Yeah, so they've already... they all said January 31st, they're already doing cards. Special edition cards you get online that feature John Cena's sock and other things from
his
the first...
sock?
Yeah, a piece of his sock is in the trading card, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. If you want it, it's available. So WWE and Panini were in a lawsuit because for something, and then that got settled, which opened up the license
Let
for them.
Let the good times roll.
The Tiger just subscribed for 20 months.
Thanks, dude.
Thanks, Tig, for 20 months. Thanks, Tig. You tried. You tried. It was hilarious. Yes, you tried so hard to get it what you wanted to say, but it very hilarious. Anyway, so anyway, the deal ended because of the lawsuit. The deal ended with Panini and WWE, which allowed Topps, who is now owned by Fanatics, to swoop back in. And now, hey, more Fanatics WWE stuff because it's with Topps and it's trading cards. So. There you go.
There you go. All right. NXT stars Ariana Grace and Channing Stax Lorenzo have announced their engagement, so congratulations to them. May they have a happy life.
Congrats.
And we'll have to see how happy this next one is. WWE announced a multi-year partnership with superstar and Hall of Famer Hulk Hogan's Real American Beer. It's one of the fastest growing light beers in the U.S. And they will showcase Real American Beer branding within WWE's flagship program Monday Night Raw, as well as other key assets. As an official partner of WWE, Real American Beer will receive a ring mat corner branding during every episode of Raw. Further, WWE will become a minority owner in the rapidly expanding company, which is now available in 20 states since its launch in June 2024. This ties to the rather notorious incident that happened on the debut of Monday Night Raw on Netflix, where they made this announcement and they brought Hulk Hogan out, and God bless Jimmy Hart for waving that flag as hard as he could, but it just could not stop the tide of boos that were sent Hogan's way. So while I'm sure they will honor their end of the deal, I imagine Hogan will probably not be featured as much after that. What do you think?
If they feature Hulk Hogan on WWE television, brother, he'll be in pre-tapes, brother, where he could talk over things and not be booed out of the building, brother. Because if they bring him back, he's going to get booed out of the building. Because what you gonna do when you say all the dumb shit you do? You get booed out of the building, brother.
He was so confused.
I don't know why. I know why, but you should know better than you're gonna come out and
response to it too.
It hasn't been good.
Like, yeah, that was. I will say part of the blame on that lies with WWE. I completely acknowledge that that was a great show to launch that partnership on, because it's the debut of Monday Night Raw on Netflix. It's a big deal. People are going to see it worldwide. So you're going to maximize your audience by announcing this great new partnership. But they did it in LA. And given Hogan's affinity for specific things, that was probably a feel the room moment, and they didn't feel the room. So yeah, and that doubles with the fact that Hogan is not that popular anymore. Like, he's not as popular as he used to be because of his other stuff, you know, the racism and the lies and the, you know, self-serving qualities and that kind of thing. So probably was not the best, but I'm sure they will continue to push the partnership, but it will probably not feature Hogan. I'm sure they'll actually be kind of quiet about it, at least for a little bit. I expect a really hard push at WrestleMania for it, though.
Depending on what the main partnerships for WrestleMania are. I don't think Real American Beer is going to get the main partnership, because that's Snickers and Cricket and stuff like that. You'll see some branding, some advertisement for it, but it's not going to be over the top like it was. They did it in LA because it was in the Inuit Dome on January 6th of all days. And yeah.
Yeah. There was a lot about, from a marketing standpoint, it was absolutely right to do. I have no problem with it from a marketing standpoint, but just given all the factors involved in that, that was definitely a should we really do this moment. And I'm sure that question got asked, but they went ahead and did it anyway, because they're like, it's Hogan, they won't boo Hogan. And then Hogan got booed. So here we are. But best of luck with that partnership. Sheamus has signed a brand new 5-year deal, so congratulations to him.
So he's going to do this till the wheels fall off. By the time it reaches 5 years, he'll be 52. So this is probably his last deal with WWE, which as an active performer, and gives him 5 years to win the one championship he has not won, and that's the Intercontinental Championship, which he will try to take from Bron Breakker 1 week from Saturday on Saturday Night's Main Event.
Hey, WWE, just do it. Just fucking do it. Just give it to him. Please. I can't keep going up this hill every time. Just give it to him this time, please. You can always put it back on Breakker later, but just, just do the thing, okay? Just do the thing. Thank you.
We'll see in 1 week's time whether they do it or they don't.
Please, for us, do it for us. Think of us. Do it for us. The next NXT Premium live event, Vengeance Day, will be taking place on Saturday, February 15th, live from the Entertainment and Sports Arena in Washington, D.C. The show will be preceded by a live SmackDown on the night before from the Capital One Arena, also in Washington. The two shows are in partnership with the Events D.C., the official convention and sports authority for the nation's capital. That's cool.
That could be fun. Good show. They could. To get NXT back on the road. Speaking of which, they'll also be back out on the road on January 28th to tape another episode of NXT Live from Center Stage in Atlanta, Georgia.
It won't be here.
So
be out of town.
Hey, AEW's also coming to town the following week, so.
Where?
If
you say goddamn Duluth.
Good question. I'll find out.
I'm not driving to Duluth.
The Gateway Center. Downtown. It's the Gateway Center Arena on February 5th.
Where the fuck is that?
Atlanta.
That's a lie. It's in fucking College Park. There ain't no way. There ain't no way. No, I am not driving down to College Park. Absolutely not. No. Uh-uh.
So that's a maybe.
No, that is not a maybe. That is a no.
That's a maybe?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's right by the airport.
Okay.
That's where it is. It's like an hour away from me. No.
But it's AEW.
Yeah, I know. That's less of an incentive for me to go.
But it's AEW. You could see Swerve Strickland versus Ricochet.
No.
But anyway, pre-sale began today, on sale tomorrow for tickets for the AEW show in Atlanta.
It's in College Park. It's not Atlanta. College Park is not Atlanta.
It's Atlanta.
It's the Atlanta metropolitan area. It's close, not Atlanta.
It's close enough. Anyway, so the event should take another live show for NXT. They're doing a lot of them now. And they're in Atlanta for TV taping. So there you go.
Let's see. WWE, part of TKO Holdings Group and Cosm, a leading immersive technology, media, and entertainment company, announced a multi-year partnership that will see WWE PLEs such as WrestleMania, SummerSlam, and Royal Rumble delivered to fans in shared reality at Cosm's experiential venues in LA and Dallas. Fans attending WWE events at Cosm's venues will be transported ringside to arenas and stadiums around the world, providing them with a front row seat to WWE PLEs and putting them inside the action alongside passionate fans, starting with the Royal Rumble on February 1st, 2025. And that will be in Dallas.
Have you seen these things?
No.
Go.
Is it like virtual reality?
No, it's not virtual. It's like shared reality. It's sort of like the spare. Go Google. Let's Google it right now. You'll see. It's like you get really close up to the action. Like they showed a clip on Raw and on football, where it's like you're right up close to the action. Like they showed a clip of the UFC. Yeah.
I've seen. Okay, yeah, I have seen pictures of this, and I was trying to figure out what it was, and I was like, "Oh, that's really cool."
Yeah, Tig, it's really damn cool. Like, we've been taking a talk about it. It's like you're right up in the action. It looks really cool. They could. It's only in two spots at this point.
Is it coming here?
I don't know. I'd rather watch it on my TV, but if you want the experience, it looks really cool. Like it's a different way to watch it. Is it?
They're bringing one here.
Nice.
They don't have a date yet, but they're going to build one here. So that would be cool to go to.
Yeah, for any like sport, like they show their football games. They're doing playoff games this weekend at the venues too. So it's like you get right behind the end zone and stuff.
I think it's a great alternative if you have one near you and you want to go see the show and you want to experience what it's like to potentially be at the show. It's a great, like, almost cost-effective alternative to going to the show, especially for something like WrestleMania, because, or any of the big events, but especially something like WrestleMania, because it's expensive, right? It's only getting more expensive, because for WrestleMania, you really, if you want to get the full experience, you have to fly in on like a Wednesday and you have to commit to being there till at least a Monday. But if you want to fly in for the show, you have to get there on like a Friday night or a Saturday morning, and then you have to do the show for 2 days, and then you have to leave on like a Monday morning or on Monday. So you're still losing potentially 2 days to do the show, right? And then you have to deal with hotels, you have to deal with meals, you have to deal with rental cars, plane tickets, the cost just keeps going up. With this, if you have this in your area and you're like, hey, I want to go experience WrestleMania and I want to be around other people and watch it, like if that's your deal, you know, yeah, go do this, because it looks cool. Like it actually looks more comfortable than going to the show, because you get like booths and tables and it's air conditioned, and I bet it has phone chargers.
You pay $5,000 to sit up close at a WrestleMania or a football game, or you pay $200 and go to like this. And I know they're cheaper seats, like standing room only and stuff like that. But if you want like the full experience, I think it was like $200. Which isn't that bad for what they're trying to give you.
I mean, honestly, for $200, that's not awful. Like, it depends on where you get to sit for $200, because like I'm looking at like the booths and stuff.
Yeah,
like and standing. You get like food and drinks, and you probably get like waiting service or waiters and that kind of stuff. Mm. Like it's really cool.
Yeah, and there's standing room only for like $22. So you pick, you just get like whatever seats available at that point. Like still, it's worth checking out if you want to be like Tick said, if you want to be near people, if you want to experience an event with people and don't want to go to the actual building. This is the way to do it. Looks really cool.
But if you want to sit at home on your couch and watch it in your PJs, more power to you. We respect the choices.
Yeah.
And if you want to go, go. Like, have fun. Enjoy. But yeah, this is a really, really, really cool alternative, especially if you're close to it and you want to see it. Because the thing to consider, too, with this is with the Royal Rumble going international, we joke about it, but there's going to be a point where more of the big events go international. And people from the U.S. are not going to be able to go because, again, it's a cost thing and it's a time thing. Mm-hmm. And so this is another good alternative that it's like, hey, I could fly into Dallas. I could fly into L.A. I could fly into Atlanta when they get it up and running. They'll probably get one up in New York, I would imagine. Like they're going to hit all the major cities as they grow this. And I can fly in there. I can watch the show. I can pay $200, sit front row, experience the show, and then go home. Yeah, Seattle, where they're going to, I can see what they're going to do with this is they're going to get it into strategic markets and they're going to look at where they can put these that they're central. So that way you can get as many people there as you can. Let's see. So a few years back, I went to the Virtual ABBA show in London. That was really cool. It would be great to have more of these. Yeah, it would be great. And not have to pay an arm and a leg. It would be cool to be able to see it. Like, this is kind of similar to several years ago now, a long time ago, actually. And this is going to tell you what kind of dork I am. A group had recorded a bunch of like Broadway shows and or theater shows, and they would show them in the theaters. And I think they still do this. But it's kind of like a similar experience to that where you get to see the show in a movie theater and you get to see it like up close, like almost like you're sitting in front row. It's very similar to this without like the fancy dancy stuff. But it was a really cool experience because it's like you get to see shows that you would normally never get to see because they're on Broadway, or in the case of the one that I went to go see, it's actually not here in the United States. It's in Australia. And so they recorded the Australian cast doing it, but it was a chance to see that show here in the U.S. because they never brought it over. So it's like stuff like that is really cool. And it's something similar to this where it's like, hey, I can't see this or I can't experience this from where I'm at, but I can go here and I can. And that's really what it's all about is the experience. So it's neat. 50 years ago, the Portland Trailblazers did show games in movie theaters for $2. Yeah, I mean, it's
WrestleMania, was closed circuit 40 years ago.
Yep.
It's all evolved.
It's changing. Moving on, Jim Smallman has left his position in the NXT creative team to go home to be a better dad. Good for him. We love that for you, sir. He will now be a talent scout for WWE. There is no announcement, I think, on his replacement. But congratulations. Good for you. May you and your family have a good one.
So, how this story goes, he left before a month ago. Like, this week announced he was in a talent scout. So that's how long the news cycle's gone. So, you know, here we are.
May the new job be going well. Moving on to the AEW. AEW programming will no longer be airing on Sky Sports Television in Italy, according to one of its local commentators, Salvatore Torisi. The contract will expire at the end of 24. So it's already expired, and it was not renewed by Sky Italy. Sky Sport Italia has been airing AEW shows since August of 2020, so that's a little bit of a hit.
Yeah, that's a market that they don't have now.
Darby Allin will be missing action from AEW television for the next few months as he intensifies his training for Mount Everest, which he's set to climb in April. Darby, honey, please do not break your ankle again. Be careful. Take care of yourself.
He wants to plant the AEW flag on Mount Everest.
Please be careful, dude.
He tried. He was going to do it last year. He got hurt. And now they've built this whole storyline about Big Babyface coming to save the AEW. And the Big Babyface they've been building was Darby. And now he's going to go climb a mountain. So they're going to push that story for a while. So
he came. He saw. He's going to go climb a mountain.
You know, not any mountain. Just Mount Everest, you know.
Just, God, that's so dangerous. Just be careful. That's so dangerous.
Yep.
So Ross and Marshall Von Erich have officially signed with AEW. Congratulations to them.
Yeah, it's the amount. Yeah, they've been working at ROH shows, and they were ROH six-man tag champs for a bit. Now they finally got their contract. They finally committed. AEW's finally committed to them. And, yeah. When they run Texas, they always end up using the Von Erichs. So now they have contracts.
I mean, I'm happy for them. I hope it works out for them, and I hope they're exceptionally successful. Because that's all you really want. AEW Grand Slam Australia will be on February 15th, and it will air on Max.
At 8 o'clock. Keyword, 8 o'clock.
In the morning?
Nobody knows. But
well, if presumed, it's in Australia.
Because my point was the NBA basketball All-Star game's on at 8 p.m. that night. So I would assume it's 8 a.m.
It would have to be 8 a.m. because
yeah.
8 p.m. in Australia, they're 12 hours away ahead. So yeah, 8 p.m. there would be 8 a.m. here. Ooh, maybe Brent could stay up and watch it.
I mean,
that'll be what? Like 5, 6 a.m. for him?
Something like that, yeah.
Will you do this one like you did Chamber? Huh? Huh? Huh, Brett? Huh?
So, yeah, so they went from the big stadium show to just the arena show that's streaming on Max in Australia.
I mean, that's nothing to seize at because it's in Australia, so they traded the big stadium for Australia, basically. I mean, that's...
They were doing a stadium show there, and then they couldn't sell tickets, so they went to the smaller building, so...
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
They went... Yeah.
They couldn't sell tickets? Really?
I don't think they have TV there.
Oh, that would do it. That would do it. That would do it. That would do it. Because yeah. I was like, I'm sitting here and I'm like, but American wrestling always sells when it goes over. Like, it didn't sell? What?
No, it didn't.
Well, if they don't have TV there, that makes a whole hell of a lot of sense.
They sent Tony Storm and Big Show there to sell tickets then.
I mean, Toni Storm would be a good send because she's Australian.
And she's going to be in the main event, too, taking on Mariah May for the world title.
Hey.
But, yeah, it's she's timeless, Toni Storm. Timeless. Or was timeless. Now she's just Toni time.
She's trying to figure shit out. Just let her go. Let her cook. Okay, all right. Moving on to other news, John Skyler, Ash by Elegance, Masha Slamovich, and AJ Francis have all re-signed with TNA, so congratulations to them.
Good for them.
TNA Wrestling has reached a distribution deal with Sportsnet in Canada. They've launched the programming on Sportsnet 360 beginning Thursday, January 2nd, so as of a couple weeks ago. And it will be Impact Wrestling on from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, and it will be exclusive to the Sports Network in Canada. The deal is said to be a multi-year partnership, including shoulder programming, TNA Explosion, TNA in 60, and other content from TNA's library, which dates back to 2002.
This is big.
This is huge.
They got the WWE's deal. This is a big deal for them. They
fucking
have
good for them.
They got the time slot on Thursdays. They got distribution there. This is huge. So big things moving for TNA, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. But yeah, this is a big deal.
We will. They're moving and they're shaking. They're growing again. This one kind of caught me off guard. I'm not going to lie. Eva Marie, Brent's most favorite wrestler of all time, has filed for divorce from her husband, Jonathan Coyle.
Yep, that happened. Sometimes it doesn't work out.
Sometimes it doesn't work out. Like, it just, they seem like such a good couple, but that's TV. But yeah, it was like, huh, wow, that came across the feed. It's like, okay, all right, interesting. Yeah. And then, at least for this part of the news, last but certainly not least, Ronda Rousey and her husband have announced the birth of their second child, who I am not going to try to pronounce that because I will butcher the ever-loving God out of it.
You're not even...
I'm not even going to try. I just, that would be a disservice to that child. And I do not wish to like offend because, oh my God, that name is that's a name.
Yeah, that's.
You want to give it a go?
No, I'm good. But for chat, there you go.
There's the name in chat.
You can.
We'll put it in the Twitter post.
You can. Figure that one out for your you can sound it out.
Like I said, I do not want to offend, I do not want to try, but congratulations to the happy couple and the family, and may they enjoy this time because it's a very special time in their lives. And with that,
we have one more thing.
Oh, that's right. We do. Brent. We have to do the Blame Brents.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
And you could you probably call the kid Lico or Lyco or something. I don't know.
I was on page 2 of the news. That's how much news we have. It's 2 pages. And I was actually, the sheet is 3, but the news is 2. Yes. I'm literally on the second page, so I had to scroll back up. Unfortunately, Kari Sane, is out with an injured arm.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Yeah, you don't bother with the second name, but yeah. Some people and their names, I don't know. But yeah, that sucks about Kari Sane being injured. Yeah, Lico would be the best way to go. But it's Ronda Rousey, so in her, they wanted to honor culture, and I don't know.
Is her husband Samoan?
I don't, maybe. I don't know what Travis Brown is. He's Hawaiian. He's from Hawaii.
Okay.
That makes sense. That makes sense. But still, just a poor, unfortunate child. Anyway, let's go to break.
Let's go to break. So when we come back, we are going to be talking about the other TNA news. The WWE TNA partnership that was announced today. You don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
This just into the CB Radio News Desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio News Desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheep. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post-show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what?
What they didn't like,
what?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw post-show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Now at 10 p.m. Eastern.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line! Go Stone Cold Simpson!
Did you know that you can use support a creator code ROCKSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
Greetings and salutations, listeners. This is Christopher Daniels, and among many things, I am a pillar of society, an inspiration to children everywhere, and the man with the rear that makes the girls cheer. And what I like to do on my off days is listen to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio. And now, you are too.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button out on the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, we are back with the news, part two. And we are talking about...
Before we get into it, before we get into it. Chad, as a reminder, the Royal Rumble entry contest has started. All you have to do is say the words, I'm in, and you get an entry in the drawing that will take place a week from this Sunday on Wrestle Talk Radio.
Chat.
There you go. Anyway,
look how easy it is. Rock, I'm in.
There you go. Kind of spot. So that's simple, ding. Easy. Simple as that. But yeah, more news presented by MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211, because it dropped today. I had topics. I had legitimate topics for us to discuss tonight. Like, there are mini topics. We were going to do a couple mini discussions because the news was long and heavy. And we were going to do a couple of things because there was some stuff happening in the wrestling that we were going to talk about. And then this story dropped that Lindsay's going to tell you all about.
And it's a big one. It's a biggie, y'all. Yeah, so apparently TNA is very happy with the partnership that they had with WWE last year. And it was announced today that a multi-year deal has been reached between both companies to create a unprecedented crossover opportunity within WWE and TNA programming for NXT superstars and TNA wrestling stars. The agreement will enable talent to garner additional exposure across key WWE and TNA programming, including weekly flagship shows such as NXT, which airs live on the CW, and TNA Impact, select WWE premium live events, and TNA pay-per-views, in turn, bolstering their in-ring development with exposure to world-class talent and coaching. So it's a fucking talent exchange, a multi-year talent exchange between WWE and TNA. This is huge.
Yes, it is very huge in many different ways. It is a talent exchange. It is a way to allow WWE talent who are just starting out to get exposure and get other matches under the belt, because they do not work multiple weekends in a year. Every month. They don't work every weekend anymore. It's once a month, maybe, for some shows in Florida. This will allow them to wrestle other talents and get to learn different styles and get more matches under their belts. It also allows them to use some TNA talent on NXT television, like they did with the TNA Women's Champion this past week. And they promoted TNA Genesis on NXT TV, so that should have been the first sign of things, where they're promoting another brand's pay-per-view, and then 2 days later they announced this partnership. So they kind of teased it, and here we are. The fact that they actually had to put out a statement, a release, on both WWE.com and TNAWrestling.com is a big deal, because, we're just kind of working together. We started last year just kind of doing things to, hey... Now we're invested. Now we're going to make
big head together.
Now it's a thing. Now it's an official crossover. This will allow them to just continue to use talents when they see fit on both brands. WWE has a lot of women's talent that needs in-ring work. because their roster is full of talent. And this will allow some of the talent, like we've seen in the past, go from one show to the other. And this will allow WWE to help promote TNA wrestling pay-per-views, because they are part of, they're on Endeavor streaming platform in some manner, so there's a little bit of a tie in there. And this allows WWE's programming to be, hey, you can catch WWE NXT on the CW whenever you promote it on TNA television, whether that's on Access TV here in the States, or as we mentioned earlier, the new Sportsnet deal in Canada.
Yep.
Free promotion.
Damn.
But yeah, this will allow them to do some cool things. And we talked about it last week in the Ramblin' Awards, where it's like, it was a noteworthy moment. This is now like, now you got the press release. And when you get a press release about something, and you got Shawn Michaels talking about it, Triple H talking about it, that's a big deal. And it just shows that WWE is willing to work with companies and especially established companies to further promote their brands. And it gave Jordan Grace a platform last year, gave Joe Hendry a platform last year. And this is where it happens, where it's like, hey, so the big story is the coming up in a couple weeks. Jordan Grace's deal is coming up. She's almost done with TNA. Well, WWE's already introduced her onto NXT television, so it would be very easy for her to make her way to WWE programming and her to sign with WWE. And it wouldn't be like, hey, we're stealing talent. Are they? Yes. But now there's a partnership, so you're going to be feeding talent to WWE. It's a feeder system as well for WWE.
It speaks to kind of the two-layered approach that they've alluded to in the past, where they want to keep the Performance Center and they want to grow it, where it's they're going to two-track people because they're bringing in indie talent and they're training indie talent, but the indie talent is at a different level than the people that they're bringing in from scratch and training from scratch. And so it's, we have people that are ready to go, but we don't necessarily have a spot for them, especially on our own TV. So it's, let's work something out where they can go work at like a TNA, or TNA talent can come over to WWE and we can trade talent that way. And that keeps things fresh and it gets them that exposure. And then that way we can put our resources where we need them and we can focus on what we need to best. And that's good for everybody. You know, and like you said, Jordan Grace, even if she goes to WWE, it still keeps her in the fold because she could still show up on TNA. She could still win titles on TNA and they could just go back and forth. Same thing, like it would be interesting as if a TNA talent could win a WWE title and take it over there and then they have to go get it back. I don't know if that will happen, but it's a really interesting deal. I know it is not the first of its kind, but for WWE, this is a huge step in showing that they are willing to work with other companies and bring in outside talent, because it's a change in perspective that I think was very much needed, because rather than the tribalism that we've seen in the past from them where it's, no, we're only going to do our thing, it's like, no, let's work with a TNA. It's the whole you scratch my back, I scratch yours kind of thing. And I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if WWE didn't help in some way, maybe a small way, get that deal for TNA in Canada. Maybe kind of sort of give the whole wink, wink, nudge, nudge, hey, you know, sign them kind of thing, because we're backing them or we're working with them or what have you. But, you know, I'm sure that influence definitely helped at the negotiating table for them.
Didn't hurt at all.
Didn't hurt. But yeah, this is huge. And I think it's really cool. I think it's really, really, really neat because it adds to that level of surprise. Like, I know it won't happen, but when they announced this, my immediate thought was, dude, what if like John Cena just randomly showed up at an Impact or at like a pay-per-view or something, like on his farewell tour, John Cena just fucking walks out at Slammiversary.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I don't think it would ever happen, but it would be cool. I mean, it would never happen,
but
when AJ Styles gets healthy, this would be the perfect opportunity to let him go back to TNA and have a match.
Yeah.
On his way out.
Is Storm back with the company?
No.
Because he was posting about it.
Well, yeah, he's always going to keep favors. He wants money.
He's still trying to work his way back in.
He wants a full-time... He can get a full-time gig with them again. It's just one of those things with him. But yeah, no, you could do a lot of things. And it'll be fun to see what they, as the kids say, cook up. for the next couple of years. And it's multi-years. It's like, hey, it's not just this one year. We're gonna keep working together. We're going to keep expanding together and see where things take us.
Last year was definitely the test. Like, let's do this for a year and see how we like this and see how this works out. And then it very clearly benefited everybody involved in that. And so they were like, yeah, we want to keep doing this. Yeah, this is cool. We can work together. We're chill. We're all right. And it's like, I think, like I said, I think the best thing for it is it gives talents who maybe don't necessarily have a road in WWE a chance to go somewhere else and try something else, and you're still keeping them in the family, so to speak. It's like, it's not WWE acquiring TNA, they're working together, which is really, really neat. And yeah. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if Drew goes over there too, because we had speculated about that. But there's a world of possibilities with this, especially as TNA is continuing to sort of grow and rebuild. They're kind of they're in the real rebuilding phase of the cycle. And so anything that helps make them stronger and helps grow them is incredible. Mm-hmm. And it kind of speaks to partnerships that they've had in the past, because they've worked with European brands. They've worked with all kinds of other wrestling companies in the past. And this is sort of Hunter's MO and Hunter's influence. It's like when they went over and they did UK, we're going to work with like Progress Wrestling, and we're going to work with a bunch of the other indie companies over there because we want their talent. We want to recruit their talent, but we don't want to just take away their talent, right? And like suck everybody out of the country and just take them away. So it's, let's work with the companies, let's work with the brands that are existing over there and see if we can't create a partnership. And that's exactly what happened. And so now we have this here in the US. I'd like to see it continue. I don't know who else they would play ball with. I don't know if a certain other Mr. Khan would want to play ball with them. We would have to see on that.
No, that's never going to happen. But this is the first of its kind in here for them right now. And then probably Pro Wrestling Noah will be the next one in Japan, where you have Omos now working over there. So, like, he's full-time over there for the foreseeable future. So he can get some reps in and probably send other talent. Because they did a talent exchange with Omos, and I brought someone over from Pro Wrestling Noah. He's working in NXT. I forget who it was. So there's that partnership as well. It's growing the global brand is their goal in 2025 and beyond, and having places you can send talent, get reps in when you're limiting live events, because WWE is limiting a lot of them, both domestically and in focusing on international events, and focusing on their television mostly.
That's where the money is.
To allow people to get reps in, because that's what they need. And that's why they've worked with TNA, and they're working with Pro Wrestling now, and they've worked with some indie feds at different points, where they've allowed talent to go home and overseas and work some different variety of shows. And they've done some here in the States. Bloodsport was one of them, where they allowed some people to work and get some reps in. And it's
kind of leaning back a little bit to what it was before they got the guaranteed contracts, where the talent could go out and work, I think, limited indies. They couldn't work like the full indie scene, but there was like approved indies that I think they could go work and go be a part of. And then they, the like in the late 90s, early 2000s, they like WWE tightened down on those contracts and made them guaranteed and pay them a lot more money, but stop them from being able to work indies. So it's kind of leaning back towards that a little bit, but it's still very much control because I think it is, like you said, it is the acknowledgement that they need to work. And if WWE is going to cut back on the events and not give them the opportunity to work for them, then why shouldn't they be allowed to go somewhere else and work, especially if it's a safe, healthy environment for them to go into, like a TNA or a Pro Wrestling Noah or anywhere else in the world where they can vet the promotion and they can let them go in and work it. You know, they're not going to go to, you know, they're not doing death matches in somebody's gym. No. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's safe. And they know that the talent's going to be protected, because obviously the biggest risk is that the talent and the individual will get hurt.
Yeah.
And they don't want that. Nobody wants that. So it's making sure that, you know, the talent are safe and healthy and happy, that, you know, the companies are happy, that everybody involved is happy. But most of all, it's about protecting the talent. So, again, they're being very smart about it. And I like that.
Yeah, it's good.
But yeah, so congratulations. I hope it works out well. And I hope we get to see a lot of really cool stuff as a result. And maybe, maybe some people's wild predictions will come true this year. I don't know.
We'll
see. That was like the first thing I thought. I was like, some people made predictions and well, now they could come true with this.
They could.
It could happen. It could be a thing.
It really could.
But with that, I think we're done.
We are, in fact, done for this evening. Chat, next week on the show, we're going to be doing a different kind of show. It'll be The Rack. We'll have the news next week at 10 p.m. Eastern, followed in our discussion at portion of the show, so around 10:30. We're doing the WTR Fantasy Season 20 draft, because I can get Casey on a Thursday. So we're going to have Casey and Tim and Brian. We're going to get Casey on a show, so he'll be here next week with us to do Fantasy Draft after we're done the news. So you can look forward to that. So that'll be next Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern. But tomorrow, this Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, CB Radio Live. We play a true or false game about 90s video games and more. CB Radio Live, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, they're back, 10 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of WTR Sunday at Wrestle Talk Radio. Monday, we're back for the Raw Post Show. Whenever Raw ends, probably around 10:30. That seems to be the hint of time now for when Monday Night Raw will end, so that's pretty good for us. We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of Rack featuring WTR Fantasy. Also, the Royal Rumble entry contest has started. You can enter by just saying, I'm in, and you'll get two spots. One for the men's, one for the women's Royal Rumble. In the drawing, a week from this Sunday on Wrestle Talk Radio. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/WildTalkRadio. It's Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search the Rack Radio Show. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. Thanks to Tig and Matt for their subs earlier tonight on the show. You can also use Kirk Rock to talk about Lin's M-Word in the Fortnite item shop. Because we are
Hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, L-E-S-W-D. You can follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward, where we will be diving into Kaistar Rail 3.0 probably over the weekend. It's a long one, y'all, so let's buckle up because we're going to have some fun. You can follow me over on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimbaLinsWard. And for the next 3 days, you can follow me on TikTok, LinsWard0, until it gets taken away. Ding! And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can follow me, or you can follow our good buddy Matt over on YouTube. That's MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211 for all that cool, awesome stuff. Like, subscribe, tell me, said hi. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.